The downtown skyline in Minneapolis is changing, welcoming in a new addition that's starting to add to the look of the city.
I know everybody is extremely excited to get in that new building. It's going to be state-of-the-art. It's going to be a great experience for our fans down there. We're very excited and very appreciative of our ownership and the politicians that made that happen.
The new home of the Minnesota Vikings is just over a year away from opening, and the building continues to look more and more impressive with each passing day. From the fans to the players, the excitement builds for what will be a state-of-the-art facility in the NFL. And no one was more impressed than the head coach, who got a tour of his soon-to-be new home.
You haven't been in here yet.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's big.
Once a week, I walk the entire building, every space.
Really?
Right now, it takes me 3 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
I just block out half a day and just go walk around.
The Metrodome would have fit inside of here from side to side and wouldn't touch any of the structure.
Looks like the seats are going to be right on top of the field, too.
Folks are going to be close.
Is it going to be loud?
I think it's going to be loud.
Yeah, good. This thing's going to be amazing, though, when
it
gets done.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice.
They got, what, 4 levels that they'll have?
Seven. From general seating, there'll be a lower club, main concourse seating, upper club, upper, and then top of bowl, and then the upper suites. So there'll be 5 levels of seating, 7 levels in the building.
Zimmer and the rest of the Upper Midwest is waiting with anticipation for the new stadium to open. But the head coach isn't looking too far ahead, as he knows there is a season right around the corner.
This place is going to be amazing. And we'll be excited to get in there. But we've got a year ahead of us that we have to focus on, and I try not to get too far ahead of myself there.
His team has started to take shape all this month during off-season workouts, and that included a familiar face back on the practice field at Winter Park.
Just being back around the guys, and we have a lot of young guys here. Since I've been back, I've been able to see a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. So I'm more excited about seeing how those guys are going to perform on Sundays.
You have to account for him, and you're going to try to do your very best to get him stopped and make someone else beat you. And so that, to me, along with the weapons that we have in some of the other places, if we can utilize some of those things, will not only open up for Adrian, it'll open up for a lot of other people. But he's such a powerful, explosive, and fast runner that some of the cuts he makes out here, I was lucky enough to be around Emmett Smith and some other great backs, and they just change the whole complexion of the game. They change the whole complexion of how defenses are going to play you.
Adrian Peterson is ready to bounce back from 2014. And prove he is still the NFL's top running back.
I'm improving in all areas, the stronger, faster, a smarter player, more calm and relaxed. Totally a different mindset going into this season, for sure. But just matured a lot in all areas.
Adding a fresh former MVP to the mix of an already dangerous offense only gives more options for the Vikings and brings extra hope for what this team can accomplish even before the new stadium opens.
I feel like we have great potential. We have great talent. And I feel like the sky's the limit for us. It's really all about, as a team, us putting in the effort and us putting in the time to get there. But we have what it takes to make it into the playoffs and give ourselves a chance.
That's what I deal with. Why do you think I got gray hair?
Coming up, go on the field as we mic up head coach Mike Zimmer. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.